I love a good controversy, Mr. Hilton, and I love it when we're on polar opposite sides.
We're usually on the same page with most things. This will probably be the most heated discussion you and I will ever have on this show, because it's all about cell phones. And cell phones at concerts, and shooting videos and shooting pictures.
Not a new subject, but things got amped up recently. There are two different moments in the past few weeks.
That's right. Apple was granted a patent for technology that will block people from taking pictures at any venue or any place.
Basically disable your camera, I should say. Right, exactly.
Right. And then there's also a company that has been making these little pouches that you slide your phone into, and when you're in a certain area, the pouches will lock and you can't get your phone out. Basically, these new advances in technology, I'll call them advances, maybe developments in technology, are pointing to a time when you may no longer have a choice in the matter. You may no longer be able to decide for yourself whether or not you're going to take photos or videos at a show. So we wanted to bring the subject up on the show, and we wanted to know what people think about it, what our listeners think about it. We did a poll, and we asked people about it, and we'll have more on that in a minute, the results of that poll, which were pretty surprising. But we want to dig into the discussion a little bit because, Bob, I know you take lots of photos and videos.
Yeah.
Why?
To start with, I'm a little bit of a special case, but I'm going to try to put that aside. I take pictures for fans to spread the word, and I have an audience for that. I mean, the umpteen thousands of people who, you know, 300,000 Twitters and how many thousands of Instagram people. And for me, it's about spreading the word, and I have a platform for that. But my platform may be a little bigger than most, but it's the same idea. I want to turn people on to what I'm excited about. And that's one reason. The other reason is I just want to capture a memory of the evening. I'm getting old.
And there are so many evenings you have.
That's true.
It's hard to keep track of all of them. I get that.
But you, on the other hand, would rather not see me take any pictures at a show or the people around you when you go to a show. You don't want to see those screens popping out.
I really don't. For me, it's just a matter of respect, especially if the musician has said that they'd prefer you not to take photos or videos at the show, you know, and you're on the honor system.
Let's just start with they don't say anything.
Okay, let's say the band doesn't say anything. I still feel like it's disrespectful because I care that it bothers people. I know it bothers people. And I don't want to do it because it's not worth it to me. I don't need this picture so badly that it's worth annoying everyone around me. So to me, it really just comes down to being respectful.
Right. And so I think in that we're on the same page, that I think being respectful is the key to any human experience, including going to concerts. But I do think that you can be respectful, take some pictures that are where you're not holding your camera up and in the way for a long time, take some shots of key moments during the show that you find something you want to remember, and just get your phone away. Keep your phone on low brightness. Don't take, movies that are more than, 10 seconds, 15 seconds max that you should be holding up that camera in front of people. If you can do it in a way that is at your eye level and that nobody sees and your screen is way down, I don't know. I mean, there's so many distractions at concerts, the cappuccino machine, people ordering drinks, people talking behind me or in front of me or around me is so much more annoying than someone grabbing a moment that they want to cherish or share.
Yeah, I guess there are so many things that you can control and so many things you can't control. You have to draw the line somewhere in telling people, okay, you can't have a conversation during the show, or please don't clink your beers or throw them in the recycling bin too loudly. Or I mean, of course you can't do all that, but I don't think it takes much effort on anybody's part to ask them to put their phones down or just, hey, can you just take a break from the phone for the next hour?
Right, but does it really get your goat if someone lifts their phone up for a couple of seconds to take a picture?
I find it really obnoxious, especially because I feel like what's really driving this is social media. I feel like people aren't taking it because they want to cherish this memory forever. Some people are. I think a lot of people are taking it because they just want to say, hey, look at me, I'm at the show. It's driven by Twitter. It's driven by Facebook. I get that you want to tell your friends about it, but, you don't have to be reporting on your life all day, every day, or when you go to a show, hey, look, I'm at the show, look at me, I'm at the show.
But so many of those moments, so many of those shared moments, which you could express and perhaps can be couched as, hey, I'm cool, I'm at the show, so many of those moments can be couched differently, which is that your friends are scattered all over the country, let's say even all over the world, and you are telling them about something they don't know about that's interesting to you, which is the best point of social media. It's like to turn people onto what you're doing in your life, who you are, what you love, and then for them to possibly be in their city, and this group comes, and they'll now know about it. There's something cool about the photograph that says, whoa, this looks pretty cool, and you'll go to that show. I think it's just a way of spreading the word about good music.
That's probably true in some cases, but do they have to do it during the show? Could they snap a picture of it and then put the phone away for the rest of the show?
Well,
and
but
then
the thing is,
when
that
they get home
in a show,
and
what
tweet.
Happens, it's so exciting. Do they have to tweet at the moment? Not necessarily, but if they do it down by their belly with their screen low, I mean, is that really, are you that annoyed by that, seriously? But the truth is that moments happen. I think you need another beer. But moments happen at shows where you want to grab that moment. I wish I had a camera back when I saw Pink Floyd doing Careful With That Axe, Eugene, and the pyrotechnics just went absolutely insane. I want that moment. It's in my head. I'd love to share that with you right now because I know how much you love Pink Floyd and how you'd love to see a photograph like that. But,
up until this point, it's been handled on a case-by-case basis. Some artists just tell people in the audience, hey, put down the phone, or hey, this will be a cell phone-free show. What have you thought and done in those cases? You know, I know you've been to shows where the artists have asked you to put your phone down. Not you personally. Bob Boylan, for the love of God, put your phone down.
There are two different requests from artists, and one I respect and one I don't respect. The one I respect is when they say, hey, everybody, we're doing a new song tonight. We don't want this out there. Could you please put your phone away? Totally get that, and I really respect that, and I think mostly always the crowd respects it when I look around the room. The request that I don't like is when the artist says to me, please be in the moment, be here, be at the show, and put your phone away. And what that says to me is that I am not capable of doing two things at once. I'm not capable of taking a picture, capturing the moment, and enjoying and being engaged in the performance. I know I can. I know I am. I do it most nights. And I love both of those things. I love capturing a moment of an artist performing. It's exciting to me.
I don't think that's the real sticking point with a lot of musicians. I think it's just that it makes the experience for them very impersonal, that they don't want to look out at a sea of phones. They want to see faces, and they want to know that people are engaged on that, you know, looking at them, not at all. You know, it's like you're playing for a telephone.
But you're there at a show for generally an hour and, let's say, 20 minutes, and you hold your phone up for an average of, if you take 10 pictures, for an average of, we'll call it 10 seconds each. For a minute and 10 seconds, you are holding up your phone out of an hour and 15 minutes.
Right.
And
multiply that by 1,000 people in
a show. But they're telling me not to be engaged.
I know.
I'm going to not be engaged. And I'm saying for an hour and 15 minutes, hour and 14 minutes, I will be. For 1 minute of that hour and 15 minutes, I'm going to take pictures, which you think I won't be engaged, but I will, but let's say I even lose my engagement because I'm too busy taking pictures because my brain can't do two things. Well, I think it's just wrong. Now, from the artist's point of view, they're not seeing a bright screen. They're seeing arms go up in the air because the screen, remember, is not pointing to the artist. They're also usually blinded by the lighting that they do and the.
That's possibly true, but when they see they can see the glow of the phones out there. And, I think it makes them feel like the artists feel like they're performing for a bunch of mindless zombies, and you know,
well, but they're not.
You know, and even you know, Jack White was. I saw in one article about this. Jack White said people can't even clap at the show anymore because they're holding their phone constantly in one hand.
Well, that's just silliness. You're holding a drink in your hand or a beer in a hand. I mean, they're. on some levels, artists just don't like seeing pictures, bad pictures of themselves. I think there's a that's never discussed, but I think that there's something to that. There's so many terrible photographs that go out into the world, so many terrible videos that go out into the world that misrepresent both in sound, if it's a movie, and in quality of the picture, because people are just like excited or drunk and they snap a shot that doesn't really represent fairly an artist. And I get that, but...
All right, one more quick point, and then we can go to the poll results. Right. Last point I'll make about the experience, can you really experience this? The artists go there because they want to engage with their audience and have this collective experience. It's one of the reasons why people go to shows
Absolutely.
Themselves, right? This big collective. And the moment you put a screen in front of your face, you are isolating yourself from everyone else around you, I believe. You're locked into that screen, not to everyone else around you. And I think it fragments the audience. I think it fragments your attention. I think it fragments the experience.
Well, I can only speak for myself, and I, on so many nights of the week, get so thrilled by being in a crowd of people, of like-minded people, in love with a band, and I maybe even take more pictures than most because I often get photo passes and get up close and have a real camera oftentimes and not my phone. I never walk away from a concert feeling, God, I really miss that experience because I was holding a camera in front of me. And I try to be very considerate of the people around me. I let smaller people in front of me and make sure that no one around me is, when I can, make sure no one around me is being blocked by anything that I do. And I think consideration.
Back in 2012, when you were at a show and M. Ward asked everyone to put their phones down, you thought, what a load of baloney. So you did a little post about it. And you found actually you didn't think anybody was going to comply with his request. And the truth is the vast majority of the audience did comply. We did a quick little poll back in 2012. 61% of the people said phones should not be allowed at concerts. Only 18% said that they wanted to take photos and text friends, etc. And 20% said, who cares, they don't bother me. But only 18% in 2012 said that they wanted to take photos. But in our new poll that we put up, that number, 18%, has jumped up to 51%. 51% say that they want to take videos and photos at shows, which surprises me because I would have thought it was nearly 100% by now. And here's where it really gets interesting, though. We asked people if they're okay with the option being taken away from them.
Right. So the two options that we discussed in the poll, one is the Apple, the infrared thing, where basically it disables your camera.
And what did you think the results would be?
Well, I thought people would just be like, really? Like, see my middle finger? So that's what I thought the result
would be. By far people were like, you can't take my phone.
Yeah, what are you doing?
A slight majority of the people who replied said that they're okay with the right being taken away.
So 50, more people 52%, than not.
52% said, sure, you can disable my camera at a show. Then a slight majority again also said that they'd be okay locking their phone away.
Okay.
51% said, you can lock my phone away. And then we asked people whether or not they would still go to a show if they knew that their phone would be disabled or taken away from them. And most people said, yeah, they would.
Most people as in?
Most people by 2-1 said that they'd still go to a show even if they knew that their phone would be disabled.
I'm going to say that, all right, I'm of a different generation, but...
You're a bunch of hippies who are agitators, and they're not going to stand. They're going to stand up to
you. And we also had the fear of other people controlling your actions because they have the power to. And that was the in the days of before computers, and surveillance everywhere. It was Big Brother watching you and telling you what to do. And my generation basically is, we want the freedom to do what we want to do. But also at the heart of that is respect, so that let people just behave nicely. Give me the rights, but there should be a line of respect.
Well, that's the problem. As soon as you leave it up to the masses, that line gets crossed a lot.
Well, it gets crossed by some rude people, but that doesn't mean it should wipe the rights away. And so I am outraged, truly outraged, by the idea of walking into a club, them handing me a pouch, putting... my possession locked away so that I can't touch it. And our audience had lots of reasons why we shouldn't let that happen?
Well, one of the things that you actually just alluded to in the bigger picture is the big brother aspect of this. If Apple has the ability to disable people's cameras at shows, they could start doing it anywhere they're asked to do it, right? I mean, imagine protests, any of the protests or any of the other things that have unfolded in recent weeks that have been captured by people on their smartphones. What if they had been disabled? They wouldn't have been able to do that. And right. I think that's kind of terrifying to think that is on the horizon. But we got a lot of comments on that and all these other things.
Well, and as simple as safety and babysitters, right?
Right. You know? Most people are like, my phone's important to me, yeah, because for safety, you think about Bataclan in Paris or any of the other events that have happened, you want to be able to get in touch with people.
But on the more mundane, it's, I want to let my friends know where I am, or you can read a couple of these.
Right. Some people said, I don't want to take photos of the band. I just want to take photos of me and my friends at the show. Here's one listener who wrote, it's important for me to have my phone at concerts and similar events because it's my right to capture memories, especially those I'm paying for. Not only that, but in light of recent tragedies, it's also imperative that we all have access to recording technologies and in any situation for safety reasons.
Or the very simple, which is, I want to make sure myself and my loved ones are able to make contact with me in case of an emergency or separations. Phones are not only cameras, and while I would be willing to disable the camera, this person says, I don't believe it's safe or fair to ask concert attendees, and I'm going to add movie attendees, and the list can go on, to be able to lock away their devices that are essential to communication or emergency response.
Right. Someone else wrote, I have no problem with having the cell signal blocked so that I can't make or receive calls, which interferes with other people's enjoyment as much as photos do, right? Getting calls and texts during shows. But photos of my friends and I enjoying ourselves and even photos of the performance are cherished mementos. Yeah. On the other hand, we have people who wrote, I'd rather enjoy and absorb the music and performance than make sure all my friends are informed I'm cool enough to be attending the show. That's why I think
that's you wrote that.
But that's why I think social media is driving this. If people couldn't share all these videos and things instantly like they do, I think the numbers would drop dramatically. This listener,
you make it sound as if people took pictures and didn't share pictures with other people before there were digital technologies. The exciting part was when you got your roll of film back and you took those pictures around to your friends or in school or everywhere.
But that was a contained experience.
But you still took the picture at an event, and you still shared the pictures.
Here's another listener who wrote, while I find it super annoying and distracting if the person in front of me at a show is watching the entire concert through their phone screen, I think it's their right to have their phone at a show. I also think it's total BS that an artist would make it mandatory to not allow phones. It's earned media, and why wouldn't the artist want that? I follow numerous music blogs, including ours, on Instagram, and I love seeing what shows people are at. It influences the music I listen to and the concerts I attend. To me, that's worth it to the artist. And there are some artists who say, go ahead and take pictures and share them. We want people to know, it's free promotion, right?
Absolutely. And then there are the artists who are really happy about this new technology because they're sick of having their bad pictures and their new songs out into the world. What I want to just address just quickly what that person just said, which is holding up their phones during the entire show. If anyone does anything like that, I'd say an entire song.
They should be dragged out of the venue and flogged.
Tap them on the shoulder and say, it's annoying me. And if they want to continue doing that, that's their prerogative. But inform the people around you. When there's a song going on that I really came to hear and someone starts to talk behind me, I turn around and I look at them and I say, hey, I really love this song. That's it. They can decide what to do. We're all free to do what we want. But if they don't know that they're being annoying because maybe they've had a few drinks and they're just not being considerate, they're not the kind person they may have walked in the door as, then I'll give them that. Then I'm going to say, then just let them know and don't be afraid to let people know what you think.
I think there's common ground here. The truth is, as strongly as I feel about this, I'm totally against locking your phone up. I'm totally against this technology that would disable your cameras. I would love it if I was at a show where I never saw a cell phone. I'd love that. But that's unrealistic and it's not fair.
But you'd also like it if people didn't sing along with songs.
Well, yes, that's I'd love it. Yes, I'd like it. This will be a no talking zone show. But I think think the way to address it is case by case, up to the artist. And I think if the artist said, the artist can just say, hey, please no cell phones during the show, and that should be enough. I think most people will respect that and just understand that they're doing it because it's right. It's the right thing for the artist if that's what they want.
I can't remember the artist, but one artist said, okay, everybody, this is your moment to take a picture. And it was toward the beginning of the show. But basically, everybody took their phone out, they got their moment, and then the phones went away. And I think more people were probably happier with that than just a flat-out restriction.
Yeah, I think that's also a reasonable middle ground, too. Yeah. Just everyone, we're going to pause for a second here. Go ahead and take your photos, now put the thing away, and let's not see it again. Right. People need to be able to have access to their phones for too many other reasons now. So to wrap this up, you can follow Bob on Instagram at
Tiny Desk.
And I'm at Hug Machine Music, though. I don't post anywhere near the number of concert photos.
Yeah, you're never going to see any interesting pictures
on mine. So we'll put the results from the poll online. Go to our website, npr.org/allsongs. And we'll also include some of the select comments that we got from people as well.
And let's see your pictures for NPR Music. I'm sorry. It's All Songs Considered.